having been there a few times as a delegate, the lottery.
Hang on a second. Well, you've kept this completely buried forever.
Well, only ever is an underage delegate.
So, well, what does an underage delegate mean?
Someone that's not 60.
Yeah, exactly.
OTB AM. Live. Weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Netflix new series, Colin in Black and White, goes live tomorrow, October 29th. Colin Kaepernick narrates this drama series, recounting his formative years navigating race, class and culture while aspiring for greatness. Our own Ronan Mullen was speaking to Oscar-nominated filmmaker Ava DuVernay, as well as stars Jaden Michael and Mary Louise Parker. Have a look.
Let me share a story with you that's not told enough. While I was in high school, I still had a lot to learn about the way the world works. But you know what? I wouldn't trade those moments for anything.
Hi, Ava. Congrats on the new project. I just want to start with, in your initial publicity around this project, you described Colin Kaepernick as a singular American icon. For someone in your position who's so well versed in figures of social and societal change, what would you say is the uniqueness of Colin in that regard that sets him apart as singular?
Wow, what a great question. Right off the bat. Come on, Ronan. I think that he is with his defiance of the NFL, which is such a longstanding institution in the United States, defiance within that particular institution that's so vocal, that's so demonstrative, that's so permanent, something that he wasn't willing to let go of, even in the face of great, great challenge, of great sacrifice to his own career, of political and presidential pressure, that he always stood solid and centered in his convictions. I think that's a remarkable thing to do. And it is certainly in this moment in time, a singular action that defined him, but also defined an era. And so to be able to delve into this with him was really an honor.
Since the day I was born, my passion, my love, was being a quarterback. But what you start out as is not necessarily what you become.
And from your initial interactions with Colin, in terms of the maybe shared goals that you and him settled on in terms of what you wanted to achieve from this show, like, what were those goals and how did you set about achieving them?
Yeah, he was really interested in using his early life to level set and to lay a foundation for people to understand who he is and why he's committed to the things he's committed to, right? For me, I was interested in using who he is to provide a springboard and talk about larger cultural, societal issues, historical issues that are of great import. And so we both had kind of two different goals going in. And I think the collaboration was so lovely because we were able to find a way to make something that feels different to me, fresh in some of the ways that we did it, but that allowed us both to do what we wanted, him to speak about his life and to create a foundation for people knowing him and have more context for his actions, and me to use his life to talk about things that affect all of us. And so it was a good partnership.
Growing up with white parents, I assumed their privilege was mine. You two good?
Okay.
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, I'm good too. Thanks. I was in for a rude awakening. We going
ultra black. What's up with Kaepernick? The hair. Something climbing out the back of his head. Not acceptable. Pitch black like the night.
We going ultra black. It's November, and you have no offers for football. You want to be somebody's second choice? I'm ultra
black. You're just going to have to prove him wrong.
Why am I always the one that has to prove them wrong? Nobody thought I tell the truth. I know it's facts. Sometimes I just feel uncomfortable.
Chin up, Colin.
I couldn't rebel because I didn't know how. But now?
You mentioned the freshness there and sort of the unique way you set about achieving it in this show. And from a directorial point of view, it's obviously very interesting that you mesh the maybe the levity of some of the scenes with the gravity of the underlying themes, and also mechanically with Colin himself being in the show itself. But that must have been an exciting challenge for you to maybe have all those plates spinning in the air.
It was a beautiful experiment for me as a filmmaker, working with so many different forms. At some point there's Doc, then you have him, he's in the gallery of like his mind, then he's seeing memories, then there's moments in the gallery where like other actors and memories come to life as a play inside of it. And then you've got Jaden Michael, who's playing him on a set in Los Angeles. So directing all of that was incredible and challenging and fun. But, you know, as a filmmaker, you try to find the things that can push you a little further. And so I learned a lot from this. It was a tough one, completely refreshing. And so I hope people take to it. It's an experiment in a bunch of different styles. But I had a ball. I got a toast to that. We don't fold and crack.
Like, as someone in their late teens now, you're not so far removed from the period of Colin Kaepernick's life that you're depicting in this series. I was just wondering, were there many parallels or crossovers in terms of your maybe time at school or upbringing and what you're showing for Colin in this program?
Yeah, I think Colin and I started to notice our differences among society at a similar time. I think maybe I was 13 or 12, maybe a little bit earlier, only because I was, you know, a part of the entertainment industry. And, you know, I guess I was pushed out a little earlier, but I definitely felt similar sentiments of, you know, why is he there and why am I still here? You know, why is someone, you know, going forward and I seem to be in the same spot? And a lot of that gets, you know, in your head as someone who's growing up, you start contributing it to, oh, maybe it's because I'm not capable enough. But I think as I grew up, I started realizing that there's so many other variables and that you can't blame yourself for everything. And a lot of it is the politics and the society and the expectations in our rank and class in our world. And I think in a similar way, Colin started to realize that. And Colin realized that, you know, I can stand up for myself. I can use my voice. And I don't need to be shackled to the society's expectations.
And obviously an acting prodigy yourself, but Colin, one of Colin's main things as a youngster was multifaceted athlete and basketball, baseball, football. What was the preparation like for that, trying to get ready to present one of these generational athletes on screen? And did Colin have many hands-on conversations with you in terms of tips and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I had never played team sports before, and I kind of had to spend 3 months learning 18 months of three different sports because Colin was an all-star athlete. But it was really great having a bunch of coaches around you, trying to help you, trying to teach you. And it helped me prepare for the role differently because now I'm thinking about Colin as, you know, and incorporating these sports ideas and, you know, being the leader, you know, as a quarterback or as a pitcher. And that definitely contributed to my overall performance and how I thought about Colin. But Colin was a part of the physical training aspect. You know, the trainers would take videos of my performance physically, and then they'd send it over to him, and he would sort of analyze it and return with notes. So it was sort of scary because you know that there was a professional athlete telling you or giving notes, but I think it was. I think it was all great because then I knew that I was actually doing it right. You know, a professional was telling me I was doing it right. Black is
beautiful. Love your blackness. You will know who you are. We go in ultra black. I got a
toast to that. We don't fold the crack. As an adoptive parent, of course, in your own life, were there strands of your own experiences you were able to draw upon, or how did you set about defining your approach to this character?
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, as a parent of an adopted child and a parent of a biological child, you are just always doing your best. And sometimes you're off, you know, sometimes you're doing everything that you can with all the right intentions and you still like fail is a strong word, but you still might miss the mark and not give them what they actually need. But it's not for the lack of trying, which is what I wanted to be able to show with this character, because I have, you know, as a mother, I have compassion for that. I understand that. And I think we draw from what we learn you know, from the people that we admire. And I was lucky enough to have that. And Colin's mother, you know, she, I feel like, was doing what she could with her set of circumstances and where she came from. And it's a really charged issue, even when, especially when it comes down to hair. And I think it's something that white people should all watch that episode just to understand. And it could be 8 episodes just on hair. It's a very charged, very kind of bottomless subject, and it represents a lot to a lot of people. And I loved that they tackled that, that they kind of took that as a whole episode. Because it's a topic that white people just don't even consider. You don't even think about what goes into black hair. I mean, I could ask you 3 questions and you probably fail all of them. And P.S., I would have failed them too if I didn't have a black child, you know? And it's humbling. Mm. It's really humbling.
And obviously your partner in this whole process, Nick Offerman, who'd probably be more known as a TV dad, Mary Louise. But what was it like to work with Nick? Probably something you were keen to do from a long way.
He's awesome. And, you know, of course, my son was so excited that I was working with him. And he's incredibly charming and just as warm. He's what you'd think he would be. He's warm and funny and sweet. And he has a great deal of humility, which is that's always refreshing in an actor, you know.
And just lastly for me, like, the way the show is put together is quite nuanced and unique. Obviously the some comedic elements, but also the grave and the gravity of the themes being discussed. And also most particularly probably Colin Kaepernick's own presence in it as a narrator, or not just a narrator, but almost a presenter, because narration is not that uncommon with Everybody Hates Chris in these types of shows. But just from someone who's so experienced in TV as yourself, to what extent do you think Colin's actual visual presence in the show enhances the whole product?
I think enormously. I think it's immeasurable, because to see it, you can almost sense what it cost him. You know, it's a pretty vulnerable spot to put yourself in. And he's, you know, just by the gesture alone, the kneeling, you see that this is a man who is nothing if not brave, you know. He in a way epitomizes everything our country was supposed to be and is striving to be and could be.